This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Vicente Navejar. Date of birth is November the 1st, 1979. Case ID number is 5475354. Date of exam, May the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario R. Anzaldúa, dated May/23/22. Identifying information, this is a 43-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and chronic body pain and fatigue. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he was a forklift driver for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, decreased vision. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, chronic body pain and fatigue. History of allegations, number one. The claimant states, number one, poor vision. The claimant states that in 2016, because of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, as well as trauma, he started to have difficulty with his vision. The claimant states he has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses. The claimant had a left eye trauma when he was a child, where a rock hit his left eye while he was walking on the side of the road secondary to a truck driving by and a rock hitting his eye. He also has right eye diabetic retinopathy and is receiving injections into the right eye at this time. His peripheral vision as well as his night vision is poor. Snellen vision at this time is OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Corrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Binocular uncorrected, 20 over 70. Binocular corrected is 20 over 40. The claimant's condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1999 he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 70 pounds. The claimant does suffer from kidney insufficiency, and he does have nephropathy. The claimant also has in-organ damage of diabetic retinopathy, comma, with injections to his right eye at this time, nephropathy, and diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands. He denies any cardiovascular disease. He does check his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 200 and 530. He is presently taking Ozempic, 1 milligram q-week, Traceba, 160 units qd, Jardiance, 10 milligrams qd, and Novolog, 30 units tid. His last hemoglobin A1c was 6.9, and he appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy and has been told that he has kidney insufficiency. His blood pressure at this visit was 182 over 107 mmHg, which is very high. At the present time, he is on metoprolol 100 milligrams BID, nifedipine 30 milligrams QD, prazosin 5 milligrams BID, and losartan 100 milligrams QD. His condition does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number 4, chronic body pain and fatigue. The claimant states that in 2016, because of his diabetic polyneuropathy, he started to have pain in all parts of his body. He was given steroids in his arms and the lumbar sacral back areas, and x-rays were performed to evaluate his condition. He denies any fractures or surgeries given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 25 minutes, climb two steps, squat, but unable to squat at this time. The claimant is able to bend over and pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant is unable to open up a jar top or sweep a room at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Fuad Zayed. That's Z-A-Y-E-D. He is presently on paracetamol / diclofenac 500 milligrams / 50 milligrams QD for pain, which does give him relief. He states he does no other physical activity secondary to the pain that he has. The claimant states that also he has lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy, secondary to being in two motor vehicle accidents. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both of his legs. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 2.5 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His daily activities include sleeping, occasionally making a sandwich, but not doing any other exercise whatsoever. He doesn't watch TV or help with the housework, go to the grocery store, or do the laundry. His physician is a Dr. Zayed. He has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 6 weeks of physical therapy. He was diagnosed with diabetic polyneuropathy and chronic lumbar sacral back pain. He is presently taking paracetamol / diclofenac 500 milligrams / 50 milligrams QD. He also suffers from chronic body pain and fatigue. His condition is stable at this time. Family history: the father died at the age. His mother died at the age of 56 from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and heart disease, but mostly from complications from diabetes mellitus. His father died at the age of 58 from complications from diabetes mellitus. Medications: allopurinol 100 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, calcitriol 0.5 micrograms every other day, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, vitamin D 150,000 international units once a week, Lasix 20 milligrams BID, Novolog 30 units TID, Metoprolol 100 milligrams BID, Nifedipine 30 milligrams QD, Prazosin 5 milligrams BID, Losartan 100 milligrams QD, Fluoxetine 20 milligrams QD, Xarelto 2.5 milligrams QD, Folic acid 1 milligram QD, Paracetamol Diclofenac 500 milligrams/50 milligrams QD, Ozempic 1 milligram QW, and Traceba 160 units QD. Medical problems: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetic chronic kidney disease, traumatic injury to the left eye with partial loss of vision, diabetic retinopathy of the right eye, bilateral shoulder impingement syndrome, with tendonitis and capsulitis, hyperuricemia, history of diverticulosis, neurogenic pain, more likely coming from diabetes mellitus, fatigue, and history of anemia. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant does have a history of drinking 12 beers per week for 11 years. He quit in 2010. The claimant did have some delirium tremors and seizures secondary to alcohol abuse and also to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus with hypoglycemia. Substance abuse, the claimant denies the use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 164 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and a fourth inches tall, BP 182 over 102, second reading 180 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25. General, this is a 43-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted, or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The left eye has scarring secondary to trauma when he was a child, and the right eye has positive retinal bleeds of the right eye. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Corrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70. Binocular corrected is 20 over 40. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and untalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses at all times. He did not attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was unable to walk around the room without the cane. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms of his lower legs as well as tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of both upper extremities, especially of the shoulder area, where the claimant is only able to abduct and forward elevate at 90 degrees, and as well as the lower extremities, where the claimant's legs are weak and he is only able to flex his knees to 110 degrees, but with decreased strength. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 60 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. However, the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with minimal difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, and as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate, and needed an assistive device in order to do that. He could stand. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires an assistive device at all times for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally, and the claimant was able to grasp, pinch, and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly abnormal for the eye area. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 3/5 for the lower extremities and plus 4/5 for the upper extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction to the lower extremity, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy. He is unable to heel toe walk at this time, but is able to tandem walk with a cane. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant does show some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision and diabetic polyneuropathy. Probable diagnoses, number one, decreased vision, confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant is partially blind in the left eye, secondary to trauma when he was 6 years old, and does have diabetic retinopathy of the right eye, which is being treated at this time. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 6.9, which is fairly well controlled. He appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number three, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 182/107 mmHg, which is not well controlled at this time, and he does have a history of nephropathy. Allegation number four, chronic body pain slash fatigue, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have diabetic polyneuropathy and also has had a lumbar sacral back injury with some mild radiculopathy for both legs, which is more likely than not coming from diabetic polyneuropathy. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Vicente Navejar.